Okay, welcome to Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Today we're going to do Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Masechta is, as the name suggests, about Rosh Hashanah, but not all of it is about the holiday that we know of as Rosh Hashanah. In fact, that's really reserved for the latter part of the Masechta. The first parak is going to discuss specific times of the year that are considered a Rosh Hashanah for different inyanim, for different issues. They're not all what we would typically call a Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to discuss whatever halachic ramifications there are to referring to a Rosh Hashanah for specific issues. And we're also going to discuss a little bit about Kiddush HaChodesh in this parak. But let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Arba Rosh Hashanah Him. There are four times of the year that are considered a Rosh Hashanah for different issues. First one is Be'echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. The first day of Nisan is considered Rosh Hashanah with regard to writing contracts, when in the shtar they would include the year based on not from the creation of the world, nor from a date of from the death of any historical character, but rather they would write the date of the year based on how many years the king has been in office. So the year would turn on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's what it means, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Melachim. It means for dating shtaros, when we would date shtaros by the kings. Ula Regalim, it's also the Rosh Hashanah for the Shalosh Regalim. The Gemara is going to explain that the Nafkamina for that is, who cares which Regal comes first, meaning that the Pesach is the first of the three Regalim. Nafkamina is that there's an Isser called Bal Ta'acher, that if a person is supposed to bring a Karban, and he delays delays three Regalim in a row, in order, then he's violated Bal Ta'acher. So it would have to be that he delays Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos in that order. So that's the nafkamina, that the Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. Be'echad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. On the first day of Elul, it's considered a new cycle, a new year, with regard to calculating Maiser Behema. The halach of Maiser Behema is that all the animals born into your flock that year, you have to give one out of every 10 as Maiser Behema. So we count that based on a year from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Be'echad B'Tishrei. They say, no, there is no special Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema. The Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema is the Rosh Hashanah that we have for the calendar. The Echad B'Tishrei, the first day of Tishrei, is the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema as well. Oh, once we're on the topic of Echad B'Tishrei, Be'echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, the first day of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for years, Ula Shemitin, and also we start counting the Shemitah year from the first day of Tishrei, Ula Yovlos, the 50th year, which is a Yovel year, also starts on the first day of Tishrei, Lenatia, the second year of Orla begins on Echad B'Tishrei, even though the planting may have been in Av, meaning the halacha is that when you plant a tree, the first 3 years after that tree is planted, any fruit that grows in it as an Isra Hana'a is Orla and is Asr Bahana'a. Let's say you plant a tree during Chodesh Av, you plant a tree right after Tisha B'Av or Tu B'Av or something like that, and comes Tishrei, and it's only the tree is only a month and a half old. Nevertheless, it's already considered by Rosh Chodesh Tishrei that it's entering its second year of existence. It's not based on the calendar day that you planted the tree, where we just go 12 months later. There's an actual set date that it's considered to be entering its second year. V'la yirakos, and also when it comes to vegetables, the halacha is that the taking of Chumas and Maisros from vegetables is determined based on what year of the Shemitah cycle the vegetables were picked in, because Maiser Sheni is only taken during the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, whereas in its place we take Maiser Ani during the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Well, how do I know if my vegetable counts as being in the second year or the third year, whether I should take Maiser Sheni or Maiser Ani? So the halacha is that if you pick it after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei of the third year, that's considered the third year. Regardless of when it was actually planted, it all depends on when it was picked. And if you picked it before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei of the third year, then it's the second year produce. Be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. The first day of Shvat is considered the Rosh Hashanah for trees. When it comes to maestros for trees, by trees we don't look at when you pick it, we look at when it began to sprout. So when the buds started to come out of the trees. Kedivrei Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says the Rosh Hashanah for trees in that regard is the first day of Shavat. Beis Hillel Omrim B'chamisha Asr. But Beis Hillel says, no, that's the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. We pass on like Beis Hillel, that's why we have a holiday of Tu B'Shvat. It's not really a holiday, it's a day of Rosh Hashanah for trees. Now, in order to understand what the Gemara is about to say, so I guess the main point, just to summarize the Mishnah, is that there are four separate Rosh Hashanahs for different halachos: the first day of Nisan, the first day of Elul, the first day of Tishrei, and either the first or the 15th day of Shvat. So now, in order to understand what the Gemara is about to discuss, a couple of points of introduction. First of all, when a person would lend money or borrow money and they would write a shtar, they would always be careful to write the date in the shtar. And the reason they were careful to write a date in the shtar, meaning a date that the shtar was actually written, as opposed to just a due date of when the loan is due, is that in case the borrower doesn't have money when the loan is due, but he does own land, any land that he owned from the time that the shtar was written can be used for a collection of the debt, even if the borrower has since sold that land. That's what we call nuchasim mishubadim. That only happens when you put a date in the shtar. If a shtar is a shtar muktam, which means that the shtar was written on Tesvav Nisan, and they write that the date that the in the shtar, even though it was actually written on Tesvav Nisan, they write that the loan happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 2 weeks earlier. So that shtar is pasul, because we're afraid that the person is going to go and collect land that the borrower owned on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but that he had sold before the loan ever happened, that he had sold before Tesvav Nisan. So such a shtar is pasul. A third point of introduction, a shtar mu'uchar, where it went in the other direction. The loan really happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they write in the shtar that happened on Tezvav Nisan, that is kosher, and the lender is only able to collect from lands that the borrower owned from Tezvav Nisan and forward. Any land that he owned between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Tezvav Nisan, the lender will not be able to collect from. And we assume by agreeing to such a shtar, the lender is mochel on that level of shibud. Now, in the times of the Gemara, the minhag was that when they would date a shtar, they would date the year based on how many years that king had been in power. They would say, like, this is Chodesh Nisan of the third year of King so-and-so. And since sometimes the time that was written in the shtar and the edus of the loan itself were two different times, like a shtar was written in Chodesh Kislev, and the Edim say that they saw that the loan happened in Chodesh Tammuz, and we don't know if the shtar was written before the Alva'a, and it's a shtar muktam, and it's pasul, or maybe the shtar was written after the Alva'a, and it's a shtar mu'uchar, and it's therefore kasher. And even though the shtar and the edus both say the third year of the king, but if we don't know when the year changes, we don't know which one came first. Meaning we need to have a set point that's considered Rosh Hashanah for the king in order to know which one came first. So says the Gemara as follows. L'malachim, it says in the Mishnah that the first day of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the kings. So l'may hilchasa, the Gemara wants to know, why do you have to set a specific date for the kings? Why don't you just say that each melech counts his years from the day that he starts to rule, that he takes takes over the country? So Amar Rav Chisda, the shtaros, in order to know the difference between a shtar muktab and a shtar mu'uchar, if you don't have a set time of when the king's year starts, so every king is just going to have his own date that the year starts. So when we're presented with a shtar that was written and signed by Edim based on the request of the lova without the Edim seeing the actual halva'a, and then we have edus on the actual loan that's at a different time, we're not going to know which one came first unless there's a set time, like we were just explaining. Titnan shtarichov hamukdamin psulin v'amucharin ksherin. A shtarichov that's muktam, that the loan actually happened after the shtar, the date in the shtar was written, which means the shtar was predated, that's pasul. But if shtar is post-dated, it's kosher, so it's critical for us to know whether we're dealing with a predated or a post-dated shtar. So Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us, Melech Shama Desrim V'tisha Ba'adar, Kivin Shegiya Bechad B'Nisan, also Lo Shana. It's a remarkable thing. A king could have been in office for one day, and he's already considered in his second year in office. Because since Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is considered the set date that the year changes for a king, if he took office the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's considered his second year. But if he first takes office on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, his second year in office is not going to be till a year later. So a person, king, could be in his second year when he's only been in office for 2 days, or he could be in his second year only when he's in office for a full first year. We had just said in this braisa that if a king takes over on the last day of Chodesh Adar, the first day of Chodesh Nisan is already his second year. So it's teaching us that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings, but it's also teaching us a second thing, that one day of a year can count as a whole year. But what's the second half of the sentence teaching me? That if a king only takes over on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that we don't count his second year until the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Of course it's only going to count to the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We said Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Malachim. What's it teaching me with the second half of the statement? It says Gemara Lo Tzricha De'imnu Alei Me'adar. Could be that they already decided that they were going to appoint him as king during Chodesh Adar. It's just that they didn't actually get to bring it to fruition till later on, till Nisan. So Ma'u D'Teima Nimnu Lei Tartin Shnin. I might have thought that since he was appointed, since he was already appointed, it's just that he hadn't taken office, but he was already appointed in Adar, that by the time that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the next year's Rosh Chodesh Nisan arrives, it will already be his second year. So that's why Kamash Malan, that it doesn't work that way. It goes by when he actually takes office. So I guess our second main point is that it's critical to have a Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim so that we'll be able to differentiate between a Shtar Mukta that's pasul, and a shtar mu'uchar that's kosher. And then a third main point, that even a king who's been in office for one day might be considered already to be in his second year in office. That's the nafkamina of having Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at Tanur Rabban on 5 lines into the page.